The House went on recess this week, but the Senate's in town with plenty of the work to do. Having sent the president a budget for 2017, senators are rubbing their collective hands as they take on health care policy. Joining me with what to expect, roll call senior editor David Hawkins. And health care seems to be the number one thing that the Senate is thinking about, but what are they thinking about there?
Well, I mean, they're thinking about how they could possibly write a bill that would get 50 Republican votes plus the vote of the vice president. And that is going to be at least as difficult a task as it was to find a couple of votes to spare to pass that bill in the House. And so what they did last week was put together sort of an informal working group to write this bill with people from across the ideological spectrum. It's getting a lot of grief out in the country because it's nothing but white men. They did not put any of the five women Republican senators on this sort of working group, which was probably, as a matter of political optics, wasn't the smartest thing in the world. But they're a bunch of smart people, and they're both smart on the issue and smart politically. And you know, if anybody can figure out how to keep the moderates and the conservative wing of the Republican Party aligned on this one, it's that group.
If I was in Health and Human Services and trying to operate under the Affordable Care Act, which is still the law of the land, after all, I would be wondering how long it's going to take. And the signs seem to be coming from the senators involved that, hey, no rush here. We're going to take our time to get it right.
That is the sign. I certainly would not expect a bill to be announced, in the next month. Or maybe a month from now, maybe by Memorial Day. That's it. I mean, that's somewhat idle speculation, just knowing how the Senate works, knowing that, yes, they are generally more cautious bunch. They do not want to repeat what happened in the House and take this sort of false run and have to stop and start again. Remembering here that, you know, sort of high school civics lesson here for just one sentence, which is Senate's going to pass this bill. It's going to be quite different from what's in the House bill. Then they're going to have to either negotiate a middle ground, or one side or the other is going to have to accept what one, you know, either the House is going to have to accept what the Senate did, which maybe they will, or they'll have to negotiate it in some place in the middle and each side vote again. So there's plenty more time, plenty more close votes ahead, and I would think it would be several months before this plays out.
As a practical matter, when developing a bill, when one chamber has already done so, does the other chamber, who's developing its version, as a practical matter, consult at all with members from the chamber that has created a bill? In this case, it would be the House.
Sometimes there are informal, especially at the leadership level. One leader might go to the other leader and say, you know, if you send us that bill, it's got this poison pill in it. There's no way I can pass it. So really think hard about not passing it with that poison pill in it. So yes, there are occasional conversations like that back and forth. That did not happen this time. The House was really worried about only itself and only getting those 217 votes that they ended up. I think it was 217, 213, 217 votes that they got last week took all their effort. But so over time, yes, maybe the Senate will. Senator McConnell will reach out to Senator Speaker Ryan and say, if we wrote a bill with this provision in it, how would the House react? And he'll give his opinion.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor of Roll Call. And while this is all going on, as usual, the House and the Senate gave themselves a very short amount of time to pretend to try to get to regular order and get a budget done for 2018.
Right.
So when does that all start? And how will that overlay with these big deliberations, at least on the Senate side, in over health care?
Well, these are all really good questions. I would say, yes, they've given themselves a short time. The president's already put out his so-called skinny budget. The full-on budget is supposed to be delivered in the next couple of weeks. The appropriations staffers, the 13 subcommittees on both the House side and the Senate side and that write these bills every year, they probably took one long weekend, maybe a week off after having finally finished the 2017 bill, and now they're going to try and get to work on sort of the easy stuff for 2018. But of course, 2018 presents a huge problem politically. Just remembering that the president wants to spend 10% more on defense and 10% less on everything else. That's a matter of moving $54 billion from the domestic side of the ledger to the military side of the ledger. That is a that essentially is a non-starter. Democrats will all reject it. Plenty of Republicans will reject it. So unless they come up with a, with an agreement to spend some more money, you know, they're pretty much stuck.
Well, it has been a month since we've had a good shutdown countdown, so maybe the time will be starting toward the fall to start over again there.
That's right. And remember that the president said last week that he thinks there should, what was the phrase? A good shutdown would be his idea of a way to win this budget war. I'm guessing that cooler heads will prevail, but probably not until, my guess is not before October 1st and probably not until after October 1st.
And relative to a couple of months ago, the administration has many more nominations before the Senate. Will they have time and inclination to try to get some of those through in the next couple of weeks?
They certainly will have some time and some inclination, because other than the health care bill and the start on the appropriations work, you know, that would be the thing to fill the Senate's time. There's an ocean of nominations to consider. And there's a notion of nominations to come. I mean, when I last looked at the list of diplomatic posts that had been filled, and there's something like 180 of them, full-on ambassadors, only 8 had been nominated. So it's just that one alone is an indication of how many jobs need to be filled. I think that there is no. Some have been saying, oh, there's going to be fights. You know, the Democrats are going to fight over all these lower-level positions. I really don't think that's the case. It seems like at this point the Trump administration is, they're having some trouble. They had lost another Army Secretary nominee last week. A guy was nominated, he withdrew. But I don't think there is a desire among the Senate Democrats to slow walk basic, you know, non-controversial nominees just to make a political point.
Because even industry is starting to weigh in. I listened to the quarterly analyst report from Leidos, which is a major federal contractor, and the president of Leidos, Roger Krone, said to analysts, the slowness of getting contracting out of DOD is partially because there's so few politically appointed people in place under the level of Mattis himself.
That's a fascinating point. Thank you for thanks. That's fascinating. I mean, I would say to be fair to the Trump administration, this happens at the start of every administration. We haven't thought about it for a while. We've been in the historically unique position of having 3 consecutive 8-year presidencies here, so we haven't started new administrations all that often in the last 30 years. So the Trump people are, you know, had these kind of growing pains and starting the administration. This happens in every new administration. It is happening somewhat slower, but I would not yet describe it as sort of dramatically different.
And the Senate is going to be in session now for a while, correct?
That's right. I think they are. I mean, to the extent that they are formally in session this week, I think they're formally in session, I believe, straight through until Memorial Day. Whereas the House is taking this week off, then back until Memorial Day, then both sides are off at Memorial Day week.
David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call. Appreciate that update.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.